Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you for coming in Mark 11:23, where life is meant to be good in Christ Jesus. God bless everybody from around the world. Welcome to Mark 11:23. Listen to the word of God. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for our debts as you forgive our debtors. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the glory and the power forever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to start with Psalms 91 right now as we begin our sharing. Bring our sharing. But if y'all need any prayers, just type one in, on the phone, and I'll bring y'all in. God bless y'all. You can go to God, the Most High, to hide. You can go to God, All-Powerful, for protection. I say to the Lord, you are my place of salvation, my fortress, my God. I trust in you. God will save you from the hidden dangers and from the dead diseases. You can go to him for protection. He will cover you like a bird, spreading his wings over you like a baby. He can trust you. Trust him to surround and to protect you like a shield. You will have nothing to fear at night and no need to be afraid of the enemy around during the day. You will have no fear of diseases that comes in darkness or terrible suffering that comes at noonday. 8,000 people may fall dead at your side or 10,000 right beside you, but nothing bad will happen to you. All you will have to do is watch, and you will see that the wicked are punished. You trust in the Lord for protection. You have made God the Most High your place of salvation, so nothing bad will happen to you. No disease will come near your home. He will command his angels to protect you wherever you go. The hand will catch you so that you will not hit your foot on a rock. You will have power to trample on lions and serpents and snakes. The Lord said, if someone trusts me, I will save them. I will protect my followers who calls to me for help. When my followers calls to me, I will answer them. I will be with them when they are in trouble. I receive them and honor them. I will give my followers a long life and show my power to save. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I just pray, Father God, for Psalms 91 to be upon us, Father God. Surround us with your Psalms 91, Father God, of protection upon our children, upon our household, upon our families. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, thank you, Father. I always start with Psalms 91, even when I walk out of the house or when I start my sharing or the minute I get up. When every time I pray, I never stop with Psalms 91. A very strong scripture. Amen. I tell you, be strong in the Lord and in his great power. Wear the full armor of God. Wear God's armor so that you can fight against the devil that and tricks. Your fight is not against people or earth. We are fighting against the rulers and authorities and the power of this world darkness. We are fighting against the spirit power of evil in the heavenly places. That is why you need to get God his full armor. Then on the day of evil, you will be able to stand strong. And when you are finished the world fight, you will still be standing. So stand strong with the belt of truth tied around your waist, and on your chest wear the protection of the right living, on your feet wear the good news of your feet wear the good news of peace to help you stand strong, and also use the shield of faith which you can stop all the burning arrows that comes from the evil one. Accept God's salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit. That sword is the teaching of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times. Pray with all kinds of prayers and ask for everything you need to do this. You must always be ready. Never give up. Always pray for all God's people. Also, in Jesus' name, thank you, Father God. I just put the full armor of God upon us today, Father God. And upon Mark 11:23 and Psalms 91, Father God, we thank you for the people that's hearing, Father God. We thank you that they will receive your power of anointing, Father God, and healing, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you take over, Father God, intervene, Father God, in their circumstance, for they're the head, not the tail. They are the righteousness of Christ, the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Death and lack cannot stand their life, Father God. command those mountains to be removed, Father God. When the darkness comes in, Father God, the light will come in like a flood, Father God, over darkness, Father God. We are overcomers, Father God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the blood of Jesus, to be upon us, Father God. We come to your courtyard with thanksgiving, Father, and praise. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father. I'll be sharing tonight. Take over, Father God. Tonight's teaching. It's John 19, verse 30. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. To Jesus' mount, when he had tested the wind, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and died. Amen. Later, Jesus knew that everything had been done to make the scriptures come true. He said, "I am Dorothy." There was I, full of a soul, when there so the soldiers soaked the sponge in, and they put the sponge at his mouth, and he did not drink it. To Jesus' mouth, when he tasted the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and died. This the day was prepared today. When God died, he said, "It was finished." I'll read it to you again. Amen. To Jesus' mouth, when he tasted the wine, he said, "It was finished." Then he bowed down his head and died. He bowed down his head and he died. But he rose again to eternal life. You know, when God said it was finished, he's not a liar. Our God was on the cross and he said it was finished. So whatever you're facing, and he shed his blood, if it's sickness, if it's disease, depressed, if it's drug addiction, whatever it is, if it's a hurt, if it's a wound, God said it was finished, died on the cross, and shed his blood. Our God cannot lie. He cannot lie. What he said, he will do it. It is finished. We have to believe. Amen. Amen. Now I'm going to read to you Acts chapter 1. Read down the line to 4. Acts chapter 1 to 4. Amen. Jesus did not taught from the beginning until the day he was carried. Let me read it again. Jesus did and taught from the beginning day he was carried up into heaven. Before he went, he took to the apostles. He talked to the apostles he had chosen with the help of the Holy Spirit. He told them what they should do. This was after his death. But he showed them that he was alive, proving it to them in many ways. The apostles saw Jesus many times during the 40 days after he was raised from the dead. He spoke to them about God, his kingdom. One time when Jesus was eating with them, he told them not to leave Jerusalem. He said, "Wait here until you receive what the Father promised to send. Romans, I told you, Romer, I told you about it before John baptized. Remember, I told you about it before John was baptized. People with water, but in 4 days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit and receive His power. We receive His power. When He rose from the dead, when He died on the cross, when He said it was finished, and He rose from the dead, and He died on the cross, and He said, in 4 days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You will receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And that power is when God rose from the cross and descended into heaven, He dropped down His power upon us, and we received His power. God had power when He was on this earth. He had power. He had power when He was baptized. He had power when He rose from the dead. He had power when He started His ministry. He had power when He healed the sick. He had power when He healed the demon possessed. He had power when He healed the leprosy. He had power when He healed the lady with the blood disease. He had power when He healed the man in the tomb. He had power when He raised Nazarene from the dead. He had power when He made water into wine. He had power when He ministered to His disciples and preached the gospel and preached the good news. He had power from all around the world. He healed the sick. He multiplied the fish. He walked on water. He calmed the storm. He had power. And how did He receive that power? Because He said, when you see the Father, you see Me. He seen His Father. He could only say what His Father says. And that's the kind of power we have when He rose from the dead. He rose from that cross. He's still alive, but He has so much power that He came back to life and rose from heaven. He said, I must go for you to receive power of the Holy Spirit. And when He went up in heaven, He received that. We received that power because that power just fall down upon us. And we have that power, that same power. In Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in the place. Suddenly a noise came from heaven. It sounded like a strong wind blowing. This noise filled the room house, the world house, where they were sitting. They saw something that house, they... Sorry, house where they was sitting. They saw something that looked like flames of fire. The flames was separated and stood over each person. Where they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak different languages, and the Holy Spirit was giving them the power to do this. The Holy Spirit was giving them the power to do this. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. We have the power of the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Father, I believe in the Son, and I believe in the Holy Spirit. That's the power. When we believe in His Son and in Him and the Holy One, we receive the power. We receive that power, that kind of power we receive. If we're going through a problem, if we're going through a sickness, we have that power. Sickness, bow down in the name of Jesus. If our family member is sick, sickness, bow down in the name of Jesus. If there's a sugar problem, sugar, bow down in the name of Jesus. If there's a disability order, you gotta bow down in the name of Jesus. If you're going problems with your marriage, you gotta bow down in the name of Jesus. If you're fighting the evil source that's coming against you, got to bow down in the name of Jesus. We have the power to fight off demons off people. We have the power to fight off sickness. We have the power to fight off drug addict, if anybody in your family is drug addicts or whoever is drugs, whatever it is, we have that power to triple down lions and serpents and snakes. We have that same power. Why? Because we listen to our Heavenly Father. Mark 11:23, mountain, get out of the way in the name of Jesus. Sickness, get out of the way. Strifes, get out of the way. Depressment, get out of the way. Abusement, we have the power to The abusement, get out of the way, get out of the mountain in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the kind of power we have. When we listen to our Father and read the Word and pray to God, we receive His power in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when you come with a sense of heart, a true hearted to God, He's not going to let you down. He will answer your prayers. He thank God that when we came to God, that He healed our wounds. He healed our spirit. He healed our circumstances. You know, like I always say, it's a time to worship. It's a time to pray. It's a time to have fellowship. Put on good music, have people pray with you, that is all is well, that is all is good. But we need to speak to that mountain and command it to leave in Jesus' name. Y'all want that power? Do y'all want God's power to break yokes and bondages? Do y'all want the power that y'all just speak out of your mouth and just say, command this mountain to move, get out of the way? Well, when Jesus rose from the dead, He gave it to us. He gave it to us. We need to just come to Him with our heart. We need to get our hearts right with Him. And when we get our heart right with Him and step Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have the same kind of power. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. I just want to give You the glory and honor and praise, Father God. For Your Holy Spirit, Father God, You said You have to be risen up in heaven, Father God. When You raise up in heaven, Father God, Your anointing power fall down upon us, Father God. We thank You for that power, Father God. We thank You for that anointing, Father God, that breaks old yokes and bondages, Father God. We have the power. We have the power to get all of these circumstances. Maybe we'll fall 7 times, but we're going to get up 8. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the followers did not know it was Jesus. Then He said to them, friends, have you catched any fish? They answered, no. He said, throw your net into the water on the right side of your boat. You will find some fish there. So they did this. They caught so many fish that they could not pull the net back into the boat. The followers Jesus loved very much said to Peter, that man is the Lord. When Peter heard Him say it was the Lord, he wrapped His coat around Himself. He had taken His cloth off to work. Then He jumped into the water. The other followers went to shore in the boat. They pulled the net full of fish. They were not very far from the shore, only about yards. When they stood out of the boat, 100 yards, when they stood out of the boat and onto the shore, they saw a fire of, there were fish on the fire and some bread there too. Then Jesus said, bring some of the fish that you caught. Simon Peter got into the boat and pulled the net to the shore. It was full of big fish, of them. But even with that many fish, net did not tear. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat." Now of the followers would ask him, "Who are you?" They knew he was the Lord. Jesus walked over to get the bread and gave it to them. He also gave them fish. This was the third time Jesus showed himself to his followers after he was raised from the dead. When they finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, the son of John, do you love me more than the other man? Love me." Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Then Jesus said to him, "Take care of my lambs." Again, Jesus said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Then Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." Third time, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was saying, because Jesus asked him three times, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Take care of my sheep. The truth is when you were young, you tied your own bit, and when you are old, you tied your own belt and went where you want to go. But when you are old, you will put out your hand, and someone also will tie your belt. Then they will lend you where you don't want to go." Jesus said to show how Peter would die. Then he said to Peter, "Follow me." What did God tell them to John? He said, "Feed my sheep." We need to feed his sheep. He gave us that power to feed his sheep. We have to feed his sheep. We have the power to feed his sheep. We have the power for people that's demon possessed to cast them out. We have the power with people that's all different kind of illness, that's sick, to cast it out. We have the power to cast out cancer, sugar diabetes. Every name that sickness has to bow down in the name of Jesus, it has to get out of the way. We have the power to heal people that's broken, that's wounded. We receive that power. Tremble on lions and serpents and snakes. We have that same power because God gave us that power. Are you going through something? What did Jesus say? We got to go in the Word. There's power in His Word. What did Jesus said when He died on the cross and said it was finished? We need to give all to our God. Give all our hearts. And He said it was finished. And it's finished. When He died on the cross, He can't lie. When He descended up in heaven, and he said, "When I go up in heaven, you'll receive the Holy Spirit." We have the power. You're going through a depressment. You're going through a marriage problem. You're going through abusement. You're going through illness. You're going through a sickness. You're going through strifes in the family, or drugs, or abusement, or any kind of hurt. We have the power. God gave us the power, this enemy. He doesn't want you to succeed. The enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy, but God said that we might have life and have it more abundantly. God gave us life. God gave us life. Are you happy that you know you have the power that God died on the cross and healed you? I know that all of y'all gave y'all all of Jesus, and y'all all praying, and y'all gave your life to Jesus. And aren't y'all thankful when y'all gave your hearts to Jesus that he healed you of many wounds? God will not let you go. He will not let you go. His love is eternal. He'll always speak to you. He'll always speak to you in that power that we see when he rose from the cross. He'll tell you about a circumstance. Keep on moving. Keep on believing. Keep on overcoming. Our God is a big God. There's nothing that he cannot do. He could do exceeding beyond all we can ask or do. He could do, there's nothing impossible with him. He could do exceeding beyond all we could ask. Amen. Because we have that power. We have that power within us, that God gave us that power to overcome. And I thank him that he does heal his people. He heals me. He is going to give us that breakthrough. We have that power. That same power that Jesus had when he started his ministry. That same power when he defeated the enemy. You know, the enemy tried to defeat Jesus. He thought he defeated Jesus on the cross. He was holding on to the cross and carried it. He was carrying that cross and he was having a hard time. And the enemy said, I got you. You're defeated. You're going to die on the cross. The enemy nailed him on the cross. He thought he could defeat Jesus, but no. Jesus in his kind of glory was in glory and glory. He knew that the devil would not defeat him. He said, I'll defeat. He defeated the devil. He rose again and ascended up in heaven. And he went, he said it was finished. Just like a fighting ring. When there's a good fight, just like Rocky Balboa when he was fighting in the fire ring. And that song came on, and he's fighting, and his coach is telling him, hit him, get up, hit him, get up. And his wife is saying, he's screaming at his wife, oh, Adrian, get up, Adrian said, and fight. Get up, fight the good fight of faith. That's what we got to do. We have to fight the good fight of faith. We have to fight with the Jesus spirit. And as we fight in the enemy, he shall have to bow down in the name of Jesus. You know, we don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight by principalities of this world darkness and the evil of this world. So we need to fight back in the spirit. That's the way it is in the spirit realm. We need to fight in the fighting ring. That's what we are doing every day. It's like we're fighting, we're boxing in the fighting ring, but it's in the spirit realm. We're fighting with the enemy. And how do we fight it? With the sword of the spirit. How do we fight it? With the same power that Jesus rose from the cross. When Jesus descended in heaven, he poured out his spirit. And, you know, in Acts 2, when they all received the fire of the Holy Spirit, it descended upon them. When he died on the cross and said it was finished. Amen. We have that same power. He gave us that power to trample on serpents and snakes. He gave us that power. Amen. The same power when he healed the leprosy. The same power when he healed the blind. The same power when he healed the lady with the blood disease. The same power we have. Amen. We have that power. Just look in the Word. The Word is that power. Read the Word. The Word. Meditate on the Word. We have the mind of Christ. Let our minds align into the Word of God. Because bigger is he that is in us and that is in the world. We are the head, not the tail. We are the righteousness of Christ, the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Whatever we shall do, whatever we shall touch, we shall prosper in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Aren't you happy that you have that power from God? God could not do unless what his father told him. He listened to his father, and he received that power. Let's listen to our Jesus to receive that power. Let's give our heart to him. Let us give our life to him. Let us leave go our own plans. There is nothing in this world but pain and heartache. But with God is eternal life. God could heal that wound. God could heal that pain. God could heal that broken heart. Amen and amen. We give all the glory to our Lord Jesus Christ because we have that power. Remember, you have the power to overcome. And God says there's no formal weapon that come against you will not prosper. It will not prosper against us. God put a roadblock against that enemy, against that trial. Nothing can prosper against you. When you leave your own plans go and give it all to God, you are standing on the rock. It's like that scripture said, you build your house upon the sand, the wind blows, the rain flood against that house, and it fall with a mighty crush. But if you stand your house upon a rock, the wind will beat upon that house, the rain will beat upon that house. But it would not fall because it stands on solid foundation. Amen. In 2017, let us just walk in that blessing door. Let us just go in it. Let us just walk in it. Let us know that the blessing is there. Let us just thank him for he is God. Let us thank him because he healed us. Let us thank him. Lord, you already did it. We thank you for that healing. It's all about faith and its power. We receive that power. If you're sick in the body, you have to remember that you receive that power. If you're a drug addict, you got to remember because you receive that power. If you're depressed, if you're going through a divorce, you got to remember because you receive that power to overcome. Whatever is the circumstances, I don't know, but God knows. You have that power because our God is not a liar. When he died on the cross, he said he was finished. He died on that cross and shed his blood, and it was finished, and he rose from the cross, and he went up, descended into heaven, and that spirit just poured down. Amen and amen. Father God, I just thank you, Father God, for the same spirit, Father God. You gave us that authority to tremble on lions and serpents and snakes, Father God. And we just give you the glory. We just give you the honor. We just give you the praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, Mark 11:23, Father God, I'm not just saying pretty, please. Leave these people's circumstances. Father God, I am asking them to leave in Jesus' name with God's authority, Father God, because you are the light, Father God. Father God, they are the head, not the tail. They are the righteousness of Christ, the salt of the earth, the light of the world, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that they receive that anointing, that power, that you will open their eyes upon the word, Father God. And you deserve the glory, Father God. I thank you for their finances, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you increase, Father God, their finances, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that they will give seed to you, Father God. Father God, for your kingdom, Odell. I thank you, Father God, for that. I thank you for the healing, Father God. I thank you that the same spirit that raised you from the cross dwells in them, Father God. You are living, living God, Father God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we are stirring our spirits up in you, Father God, tonight. We thank you for your blood, Father God. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. After the Lord Jesus said these things to his followers, he was carried up into heaven. There Jesus sat at the right side of God. The Father went everywhere in the word telling people the good news, and the Lord helped them by giving them the power to do the miracles. The Lord provided that their message was true. The Lord gave them power for the miracles, to provide that miracle. And he was right here. He was by Jesus. After the Lord Jesus said these things, his followers, he was carried up into heaven. There Jesus sat at the right side of God. Jesus sat at the right side of God. The followers went everywhere in the world telling people the good news. And the Lord helped them. The Lord helped them again. The Lord helped them by giving them the power, by giving them the power to do miracles. The Lord provided that their message was true. The Lord provided that their message was true. He gave them power to do those miracles. He'll give you power to get out of that circumstances. He'll give you power to get up and walk. He'll give you power to get out of that pain and that problem of that divorce. He'll give you power to receive your healing. He'll give you power to get out of that drug addiction. He'll give you power to get out of that abusement. He'll give you power to get out of that circumstances that you're in. He'll give you power to pray for others and to do for others and to tell the word is true. He wants you to preach his gospel. He wants you to pray for others. When you're praying, he'll give you that power to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to cast out wrong spirits out of your household and your family, strifes, depressments. We could get all of these circumstances, every trial that God tries to pit against, that the God will help us, excuse me, every trial that the devil tries to pit against us, God will put a roadblock. And he said no weapon formed against us will prosper. He gave us that power. He gave us the power to overcome. Maybe we'll fall 7 times, but we're going to get up 8. We have that power to speak the truth. When we give our full hearts and spirit and the truth, he gives us that power. There is power in the name. We have the power when we read the word and speak it out in our prayers and stand on God's word and stand on God. We have that same power. Amen and amen. Father God, I just thank you, Father God, for that power. We're going to stir it up, Father God. You know, it's good to believe. Yes, we believe, but we can't just disbelieve. We need to activate our faith. We need to speak the word against that circumstances. We need to pray. We need to show God that we believe in him full force, believe in him, and knowing that we have that power. When the enemy tries to talk to us and saying things to us that we cannot overcome, that we have to accept the way we are sick, that we have to accept the way we are in poverty or just problems. No, what we cannot change, God could change. God could change anything. There is nothing too hard for our God to do. He could do exceeding beyond all we could ask or think. Amen. Whatever you want, whatever is in your heart, and he will not fail you. He knows the plans and thoughts he has for you. There's nothing that God doesn't know. He knows everything you're going through. If you think that God will not hear your prayer, if he's silent to you, when he's silent to you, that's the most time that he's more closer with you, and he will answer you in his perfect timing. He's the God of the breakthrough. The God of the breakthrough lives in our house. The God of the breakthrough lives in our minds, in our bodies, upon our families. We could break yokes, and we could break everything off our life because we have the power. It will not come near us. Mountain, get out of the way in Jesus' name. The next morning, Jesus was walking with his followers. They saw a fig tree that he spoke to the day before. The tree was dried and dead. Even the root, Peter remembered the tree and said to Jesus, "Teacher, look, yesterday you told that the fig tree, now it is dried and dead. Jesus, as it has faith in God, and have faith in God. The truth is, you can say to this mountain, "Mountain, fall into the sea," and if you had no doubt in your mind and believe that what you say will happen, then God will do it for you. So I tell you to ask for what you want in prayer. And if you believe that you have received those things, then they will be yours. When you pray and you remember that you are angry with another person about, then forgive that person. Forgive that person so that your Father in heaven will also forgive you. Amen. We have to have forgiveness. That's the way we want. We don't want our prayers blocked. The main thing is in Christianity is love. Put God first, the most important commandment. Put God first. Give your heart right to Jesus. Let him take your heart. Only he could get your heart right towards him. Get your heart right for him, the most beautiful gift of forgiveness. Get your heart right and ask God. Only he could give you that forgiveness, not the world's love, but God's kind of love, the godly love. So get your heart right to Jesus. He will help you get forgiveness. He will help you to have love for others so there's no roadblock, no block that you could come against our prayers in Jesus' name. And that's where you receive the power and the flow of the Spirit. And that's where change breaks. That's when it says no weapon formed against you. That's the armor. Nothing can come against you. No anger will prosper in your spirit. No trial will prosper. No circumstance will prosper. No wounds will prosper. We just thank you, God, for healing the people of those wounds, Father God. We're speaking to them, for getting them out of the dark, for telling them how to get out of that trial, because they come to you with a full heart to you, Father God. And we just give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Well, God bless y'all. Thank y'all for coming into Mark 11:23 from around the world. Remember, if y'all going through something, remember God died on the cross. And he said it was finished. And he went up to heaven and he poured out his spirit for what? And his blood for our healing. Whoever is abused, God, he will heal you and take you out of that circumstance and restore your life into better. Whoever is sick, knowing that God could heal you, there is nothing, no sickness could be bigger than our God. It has to be rooted and died. It will not bear fruit, be cursed to the root. Even our sicknesses, even our diseases, even our divorce, if you have marriage problem, knowing that God could restore it, we have the power to speak out, to speak to that mountain. Sickness bow down, marriage problem bow down, poverty bow down, strife bow down, depression bow down, demon bow down off our people, off yourself, or whatever it is, it has to bow down. Goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. And we rooted and grounded with Christ Jesus, we don't have to fight for that blessing. We don't have to chase for that blessing. That blessing will chase us. In Jesus' name, the most important golden rule, treat others the way would you like to be treated. Amen. We are slow to anger, slow to speak. He will give us that agape love for others, Father God. And I thank you that you give us good friends, good family. I thank you that you're closing all the wrong doors and opening all the right doors, Father God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God bless y'all. Good night. Thank you for coming to Mark 11:23, where life is meant to be good in Christ Jesus. We have the power to our circumstances. Mountain, get out of the way. In Jesus' name, you will not prosper. We are overcomers. We are destined to win. In Jesus' name, the God of the breakthrough lives in our homes and houses and upon our families. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Good night. God bless.
I'm going to go
God bless y'all. Good night. We are overcomers, just like that song. We have the power. When God died on the cross and rose again, his power descended upon us, and we could fight anything. There's nothing too hard for our God to do. We could fight serpents and snakes and the principality of darkness. No form of weapon will come against us. In Jesus' name, we have the head, not the tail. Because he that is in us. God bless y'all. Amen. Thanks for coming.